my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, freedom, liberation, peace, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on here since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. In this episode, we're celebrating the International Respect for Chickens Day. That is held May 4th. It is a campaign of the great vegan organization, United Poultry Concerns, based in Machapongo, Virginia. It's also a bird sanctuary. UPC's current campaigns are in Washington, D.C., Boston, Massachusetts, in Miami, Florida. Check this out. Their campaign in Washington, D.C. and Boston involves a huge truck driving around those cities. Quote, on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we are once again running our What Wings Are For, Life Can Be Beautiful, Go Vegan ads on a truck driving around downtown Washington, D.C. and Boston for 8 hours each day. The truck is a huge box truck, like a delivery truck. And there's a photo of a beautiful hen with her wing wrapped around a little chick. Again, with those words, large print on the sides, both the driver's side, passenger side, and back panel. Quote, life can be beautiful. Go vegan. United Poultry Concerns. UPC-online.org. The UPC campaign in Washington, D.C. is also leafleting at the White House for International Respect for Chickens Day. And that is on May 2nd from 12 to 3 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. Oh, that's Eastern Daylight Time. And that's Eastern Daylight Time, 12 to 3 p.m. More information can be found on their website, upc-online.org, for those who'd like to join the campaign of leafleting at the White House. UPC's campaign in Miami is, quote, throughout the month of May, we are running our What Wings Are For Give a Cluck, Go Vegan ads on 100 bus shelters in Miami, Florida. That's by United Poultry Concerns. And that is, again, a beautiful, beautiful photo of a hen with her wing wrapped around a little chick. What Wings Are For, Give a Cluck, Go Vegan, United Poultry Concerns. Throughout this program, I'll be sharing some of the publications by Dr. Karen Davis. Dr. Karen Davis, rest in peace, 1944 to 2023. Karen Davis was the founder and president of United Poultry Concerns. She has many speeches and presentations and articles and books, really great. Enjoy these edited shortened snippets.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. I'm Karen Davis, the founder and president of United Poultry Concerns, a nonprofit organization that promotes respect and compassion for chickens and other domesticated birds. Today, I want to tell you about a very special day for chickens, International Respect for Chickens Day, May 4th. This is an annual project of United Poultry Concerns that we launched in May of 2005. International Respect for Chickens Day is a day to celebrate the beauty, the dignity, and the life of chickens, and to protest against the misery of their lives in farming operations and cockfighting operations. Chickens are lively, cheerful birds who have been torn from the leafy world in which they evolved in the tropical forests, where they have lived for tens of thousands of years raising their families. We want chickens to be restored to their green, leafy world as closely as possible in a sanctuary or a loving home. We want chickens to be respected, to be treated with compassionate care, and not to be eaten. The idea for International Respect for Chickens Day originated on Sunday, May 14, in the year 2000. On that day, which happened to be Mother's Day, Harry Shearer, the celebrity star of the popular television show The Simpsons, proclaimed on his radio show that he was designating that day, Mother's Day, to be National Respect the Chicken Day. Why? Well, he explained, mother hens are justly praised as exemplars of devoted motherhood. Hearing him say that, I was thrilled. I immediately contacted Harry Shearer to thank him for his kind and truthful observations about mother hens, who are indeed paragons of protective and attentive motherhood. In addition, I urged our supporters to thank Harry Shearer for his kind words on behalf of chickens, and he was good enough to share our gratitude and his own with his radio audience. 5 years later, in May of 2005, we announced the first annual International Respect for Chickens Day, choosing May 4th for that very special day to honor chickens, both hens and roosters. Furthermore, we decided to designate the entire month of May as International Respect for Chickens Month. What does this mean exactly? Well, we urge people who care about chickens to do a compassionate action for chickens on or around May 4th or at any time in the month of May. For example, sharing stories, photographs, and artwork featuring chickens with your social media. Perhaps choosing an image of happy chickens in the sunlight and fresh air. Another idea is to set up an attractive display in your local library, with permission, of course, from the librarian, in which you feature one or two graphic posters and a stack of our chickens brochures for patrons to pick up and read at their leisure. Still another idea is to hold an office party featuring vegan chicken nuggets, showing your coworkers how delicious these chicken-free nuggets are, and to point out that they are probably readily available at your local supermarket. If you're a classroom teacher, how about asking your students to do a project showing what they know or have learned from you or from their own experience about chickens? A project featuring the students' own artwork will be fun and enjoyable, as well as engaging, educational, and entertaining. Any such project should always teach compassion and respect for chickens. Leafleting for chickens on a busy street corner, or in a shopping mall, or other popular place, is a great opportunity to not only distribute literature in a friendly way, but to talk to people who ask questions and want more information. Likewise, a letter to the editor of your local newspaper is a great way to reach many readers, and a call in to your local radio station can promote interest from listeners. Another great idea is to hold a vegan bake sale at your church, synagogue, or other such gathering, featuring egg and dairy-free products such as cookies, cakes, and other delectable desserts. And remember to share your recipes with the people who attend your bake sale. That way, they can go home and create their own marvelous egg-free desserts and share these desserts with their friends. Realizing how busy most of you are, we ask that you find a way to stick up for chickens in a way that you can comfortably fit into your daily life. Simply talking to family, friends, and colleagues about the plight and the delight of chickens and how we can help them is time well spent. You can even find a way to speak to a perfect stranger. For example, one year I was at the airport and I was in a long line waiting to board the plane. And the man in front of me turned around and he looked at me and he noticed that I was wearing a button that said "Stick Up for Chickens." And he said, "Well, what does that mean exactly?" At first, he didn't seem very friendly, but then I explained to him briefly. I said, "Well, this means be kind to chickens, respect chickens, and please don't eat them." And again, he hesitated, and then he said, "Well, you know what? When I was young, I had a rooster." And he said, "I was crazy about that rooster, and he loved to be with me, and he followed me everywhere." And this man suddenly lit up as he recalled this rooster who he had probably forgotten about for years, but now suddenly the memory came back to him and he seemed very happy about it. And I explained to this man that we wanted people like him to learn how wonderful chickens are and what great companions they can be, and that we also want to teach people about how much chickens suffer in farming operations. So I gave him one of our chickens brochures, which he took and thanked me very much. And he seemed very pleased to have had the encounter with me. And I was certainly pleased about my encounter with him. So there are many opportunities that arise that we can take advantage of if we're looking for those opportunities. They're really everywhere. Whatever you decide to do to honor International Respect for Chickens Day and International Respect for Chickens Month, please let us know so that we can share your compassionate action for chickens with our supporters, with your fellow activists. We look forward to hearing from you about what you plan to do or what you did. On behalf of myself, United Poultry Concerns, and chickens the world over, I take this opportunity to thank you very much for tuning in today and for what I hope will be sharing what you have learned and heard with others. Thank you for your interest, and please make every day Respect for Chickens Day. For more information about International Respect for Chickens Day and the many ways people have celebrated this day through the years, please visit our webpage at upc-online.org/respect. Again, upc-online.org/RESPECT. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.
Heard from the late, great Dr. Karen Davis, founder and president of United Poultry Concerns. In this broadcast of Vegan Nation, I'm featuring the International Respect for Chickens Day, an annual project by United Poultry Concerns. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program, including more great vegan music. Welcome back from the break. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're continuing with our program of celebrating International Respect for Chickens Day, a yearly program since 2005 of United Poultry Concerns, a vegan organization and a sanctuary based in Machapongo, Virginia. Here's a clip of Dr. Karen Davis, and this is from the United Poultry Concerns website, and the date is May 7th, 2023. And this is Dr. Karen Davis with her podcast, and the title of this one is Sarah the Hen, Her Legs Were Made for Walking.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Karen Davis, the founder and president of United Poultry Concerns, a nonprofit organization that promotes compassion and respect for chickens, turkeys, ducks, and other domesticated birds. Thursday, May 4th, was International Respect for Chickens Day, an annual project of United Poultry Concerns since 2005. I take this opportunity on behalf of that very special day for chickens to tell you something about these wonderful birds. Now that the weather is warming up, I've taken to sitting outside on the back steps once again with the chickens on late afternoons. I love it when they choose to sit next to me on the red bricks on either side of the steps. It's mainly the hens who do this, while Kahlua, the rooster, moseys about nearby. They express absolute contentment, often closing their eyes, preening their feathers, and expressing happiness quietly in their voices. Another thing that endears these hens to me is watching them walking about in the yard on their sturdy legs. Often they break into a run if something catches their attention, like maybe one of the hens has something of interest in her beak and the other hens chase after her for it in and out of the trees. The legs and feet of chickens are essential to who they are and what they like to do. Stuffing hens in cages and in crowded cage-free buildings is a violation of chickens, however monstrously legal it may be. Watching our hens from my perch on the steps, I am reminded of a hen we once rescued whose story goes like this. Sarah came to our sanctuary with 20 or so other hens rescued from a battery cage facility in Ohio. Their eyes had the murky look that battery-caged hens develop from living in ammonia-filled air arising from the manure piles in sunless gloom. Sarah was the worst off. She could not stand up. She had bone fractures that had not healed properly, and her skin was all but featherless. Our veterinarian determined that she had a broken leg. While the other hens from her group were soon living outside with our other chickens, we kept Sarah, naked and crippled, in an enclosure on the porch. We did not expect her to stand up, let alone walk, or even live very long. We were wrong. Over the years, we've adopted hundreds of hens straight from the caged environment. Because their bones have never been properly exercised, added to the relentless demand for calcium for eggshell production, these hens suffer from varying degrees of osteoporosis until they arrive at our sanctuary. The egg industry calls their osteoporosis, quote, caged layer fatigue, unquote. Affected hens have difficulty standing and spreading their wings. Their bones are very fragile. They have a washed-out appearance in their eyes and combs. The comb, which is the bright red crown on top of their heads, turns yellowish-white in the battery cage. Their toenails are long and spindly from never having scratched vigorously in the ground like normal chickens. Hens fresh from an egg production facility look like ghostly ballerinas exhumed from the underworld. Over time, Sarah began getting up a little bit on her deformed legs. She began moving cautiously on her feet. Her feathers started coming back, and her expression changed from lusterless and defeated to alert and interested. We began letting her out of her enclosure to move about freely on the porch. One day I brought her into the house. The personal attention had a huge effect. Sarah became friendly and assertive. If I was working upstairs, I would carry her up the steps so that she could sit next to me. One day I ran upstairs to get something and heard a sound behind me. I turned around. Sarah was on the third step. She stood still a minute, and then she sort of hopped up to the next step. She kept coming. She made it to the landing, went into the bathroom, and sat down behind the toilet. I thought, okay, let her rest there, if that's what she wants. Soon after, she appeared where I was working, quite animated. I checked behind the toilet, and there was a perfect egg. This became her routine, her determination to rehabilitate herself, both physically and mentally. She would climb the front steps, one laborious step at a time, just so she could lay her egg behind the toilet in the bathroom next to the second floor landing. This was her choice. Hens bred for commercial egg production are said by their abusers to be suited to a caged environment. Everything she had known prior to being rescued was designed to defeat her personality and her will, because the egg industry dismisses any notion that these so-called egg-laying machines retain natural instincts and behaviors, apart from laying a massively unnatural number of eggs. But Sarah was not defeated. She eventually chose to join the chickens outside, where she held her own as a respected member of the flock, and I was lucky to have had the opportunity to spend several years with her in our sanctuary before she died. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast and that you will share it with others. Please do a special compassionate action for chickens this month, as we designate the entire month of May to be International Respect for Chickens Month. And please join me for the next podcast episode of Thinking Like a Chicken News and Views. Thank you, and please make every day Respect for Chickens Day.
United Poultry Concerns 2026 Campaign for International Respect for Chickens Day includes, quote, "On May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we are once again running our What Wings Are For, Life Can Be Beautiful, Go Vegan ads on a truck driving around downtown Washington, D.C. and Boston for 8 hours each day," end quote. And that truck is a huge box truck with a beautiful photograph of a hen with her wing wrapped around a chick. UPC is also leafleting at the White House on May 2nd from 12 to 3 p.m. And throughout the month of May, UPC is running their What Wings Are For, Give a Cluck, Go Vegan ads on 100 bus shelters in Miami, Florida. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Earlier in the program, we heard the music of Will Tuttle, the Chicken Song, Turkey Song, Duck Song, and Geese Song. Now I would like to go out with a beautiful song by the folks in Beirut, Lebanon. This song is called My Call. It is produced by Art Echoes. One can visit the video channel of Art Echoes to see the beautiful music video that accompanies this song, an animal rights anthem. And there's many thanks listed, and that includes the Lebanese vegans, and it also includes Hayek Hospital, the world's first vegan hospital in Beirut, Lebanon. دعك من قتل الضعاف كف عن سفك الدماء هم بذي الأرض رفاق هم بحكم الشركاء My Call, vegan song, sung by Anna Maria El-Zoghbi, produced and directed by Art Echoes, founder Daniel LeMay. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And again, much thanks to United Poultry Concerns in Machapongo, Virginia, and the Art Echoes team, and all the vegan activists worldwide. Here I'll provide a snippet of the English translation, and this English poetic translation is by Yara Zalza. I'm not translating it word for word, I'm just giving a little overall snippet of some of the words in this beautiful song. this very powerful vegan song. Quote, "If only you could hear my call. If only you could soften to my prayer. No longer to harm the weak. It's time you stopped sacrificing innocent blood. They walk this earth beside us as companions in the circle of life. Souls confined behind quiet walls, never witnessing day nor night. In harshness they are fed every possible form of suffering." Swimmers in the seas, birds soaring in the skies, our greed strips them of every reason to survive. A newborn torn away from much needed tenderness and bliss. A mother and a baby unfairly deprived of one another so that you could fulfill your desire for just a fleeting moment while those innocent souls paid the price of our gluttony. I once walked bound to old traditions, unquestioning and unaware, but now I've come to realize the truth, leaving old eras behind. No vanity in my decision, no extremism in the path I choose. My pride lies only in compassion, therein my belonging and my wealth. I seek peace and find it resting in what I eat and what I wear. From vessels of death rises your sickness, as it once rose within me. In knowing the truth, your being is sheltered from most forms of affliction. The dead return to earth in silence, not to be served on a plate. They walk this earth beside us as companions in the circle of life. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. وانتمائي وثرائي ابتغي سلما وسلمي في وعائي.